I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Football Sunday on The Fan.
And the ball off, and then they flip it to Myers, who will throw it to Cam Newton. He's open inside the 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. The former quarterback, Jacoby Myers, hits the athlete, Cam Newton, for the touchdown pass of 19 yards. He's going to go to the near side for Asi. Asi, a leaping grab. He's got it. Into the end zone. They'll score a touchdown. Off the interception by J.C. Jackson, the Patriots score to take the lead. 26 yards. They picked up 5 first downs on this drive. On third down, looking for number 6. Goes toward the end zone. Intercepted. Jonathan Jones with the Patriots' second interception of the day, and that will stop the Jets' drive. That will be the end of the regular season for the Patriots and the Jets, and they will say goodbye until the fall of 2021.
And here are your hosts for Football Sunday on The Fan, Mark Malusis and David Deal.
And Football Sunday is brought to you by Wind Creek Bethlehem. Let's play by Hand and Stone Massage Facial Spa. Visit one of their 80 locations, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Hop online, handandstone.com. Good man, great broadcaster, Tom McCarthy, CBS, bringing us out, kicking off this noon hour as we welcome aboard James Alberino, spread investor, has joined us a couple times throughout the course of the NFL season. Get his Sunday thoughts here on Wild Card Weekend. Good afternoon or good morning where you're out in Vegas, James, but thanks for hopping on with David and myself.
Most, Dave. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. Let's get your thoughts on the games today, James. Ravens, Titans, Baltimore, a 3.5-point road favorite in Tennessee today. What's your take on this one?
I think this matchup's different from the last two times that these teams met, because Tennessee had a really good defense the last time they met in the regular season, last year in the playoffs, and then when they met this year, Calais Campbell and Brandon Williams were both out for Baltimore. That was big in the run stop. And let Henry go off a little bit more. Tennessee's defense could be taken advantage of this year more than any other time. They're bottom three in red zone defense and third down defense. I think Baltimore could dictate this game more so than they have in the prior matchups. J.K. Dobbins ran for 6 yards a carry this year. So there's nowhere near as much talk about Dobbins as there is Henry. If Baltimore can push the pace on offense, I think there's a path where they could play a little keep away from Henry, and the Ravens can walk out with a win and a cover.
How about the afternoon game between the Saints and the Chicago Bears? Obviously, this is a game that we saw during the regular season with the Saints winning in overtime. But as we were talking about earlier, this is a different offense under Mitchell Trubisky. The last game was under Nick Foles. They get some ground game going. David Montgomery's running better. But I am concerned about the Bears' defense holding up in this one, especially with Roquan Smith out with his elbow.
Yeah, Smith's out is a big deal, and look at Trubisky's games this year. He started 2 games this year against playoff teams. Both were against the Packers. Lost both games by double digits. Last week, 6 yards per attempt versus Green Bay. Nagy didn't let him lose. The times that he did throw down the field, he struggled. He threw 1 big interception. The games that he had a run on in the past month versus the Jaguars, Vikings, Texans, and Lions – and Mike Zimmer said this was the worst defense he's ever had in Minnesota. So he fed off the worst defenses in the league. Going up against the Saints team, the Saints have won by double digits in five of their last nine games. And it's a different situation this year, I think, for the Saints coming into the playoffs this year. I think they were riding so high at points last year and 2 years ago, and there was a lot of pressure on them. Now it's a different story. They're getting Michael Thomas back, however effective he is, we'll see. But at least him being a distraction to the defense is big. Kamara had 9 catches, 96 yards last time versus Chicago. I think Peyton will get creative and get them in space. And both times when Chicago lost to Green Bay, Chicago's defense started playing with less and less energy as the game went on, and Trubisky made more and more mistakes. So there's a lot of pressure on him. Rappaport came out with a report this morning that Trubisky's unlikely to return unless there's a long playoff run. A lot of pressure on this kid. There's a lot of points in this game, but if you're betting the Bears, you're going to probably have to depend on a backdoor cover.
Yeah, I could see that. And James, how, you know, as a professional handicapper that you are going into games, you mentioned it, you know, every game is a little bit different. How do you separate it emotionally when you're looking at it? What you saw from Trubisky and the Bears late, New Orleans, the narratives that come into play when we look at these NFL playoffs?
It's a couple of different things. I mean, there's a case to be made about the numbers. You know, Trubisky had 7 touchdowns and 2 interceptions versus those 4 teams that we were just talking about, bottom feeders. And then he threw 2 interceptions versus Green Bay in week 12 and an interception last week. Just the overall picture, though, of what the Bears were with Trubisky and what they've been with Trubisky the last 3 years against good teams, there's very few times where you could say Trubisky stepped up and beat a really good team. And the Saints defense, at their best this year, they've been dominant. They beat the Bucs by 35, blew out a lot of teams that they had to take care of. So I just think that in this game in particular, the Saints are going to be able to push the tempo and figure out ways to break down the Bears.
And looking back and reflecting on yesterday, number one, how'd you do? And number two, what do you think was the biggest thing that stood out at you of the triple header yesterday?
I lost yesterday. I was on both unders in the NFC games, the Seahawks and the Rams. That pick six from Wilson was no fun. And then I was on the under with Heinicke and Brady last night. That went over in the fourth quarter. Big takeaway from it, with everyone praising Heinicke, and look, he played great. Tampa Bay's defense again showed holes. And Tampa Bay's defense the entire season was up and down. A lot of people were very high on Tampa Bay. Again, look at what they did for most of the entire season. It was a lot up and down, up and down, and their defense didn't show up in spots. Look, Heinicke is able to make plays and run with the ball, but there's no way that Tampa Bay should have been in position where they could have lost that game. So Tampa Bay going forward, I have concerns with their defense, and anyone that's going into Green Bay, they're going to have to go and play in cold conditions. So Rams and Tampa Bay look hot, but it's going to get tougher from here.
James, back to the early game today before we touch on the Steelers and Browns tonight in Pittsburgh. We're talking to James Alberino, spread investor. Check him out online. Does a great job. It's a wild card weekend edition of Football Sunday. Malusis and Deal with you. How about the over-under? I kind of like the over in Ravens-Titans early game. I know both teams want to run it. We know that. But you can also have those long touchdown runs, too. I think you're going to get some points. That Titan defense is absolutely atrocious. I think you can run some success on that Baltimore defense. I love Baltimore in the game. I'm in agreement with you, and David's in agreement with you. But I think you're going to get some points in that game. Agree or disagree?
I agree on paper in the sense of both offenses can dictate the tempo, but to your point of long touchdown drives or just long drives in general, I think the game script for Baltimore should incorporate and probably will incorporate those long drives. Look, of the weakest units in this game, you count 4 units. Tennessee's defense, Baltimore's defense, Tennessee's offense, Baltimore's offense. Tennessee's defense is by far the weakest link of the 4. And Baltimore's offense, the game plan should be, guys, as many 6 to 8 minute drives as we can. That keeps Henry off the field, and it wears down Tennessee's defense. So I think you can have at least 2 or 3 of those drives that Baltimore scores on be one of the longer drive variations, which favors an under. That said, I'm not touching the total because Tennessee's defense can get lit up, but I think the game script, contrarian view, can play towards an under.
Yeah, and then how about tonight's game? Obviously, a lot of distractions and an uphill battle for the Cleveland Browns. You know, coaches going to the game and car services. You know, no Joel Bitonio, no Denzel Ward, Olivier Vernon out for the season with the torn Achilles, and not having their signal caller and Kevin Stefanski on the sidelines to help guide this football team. How do you think it works out for the Cleveland Browns, and do you think that Ben Roethlisberger, after the week of rest, comes out as healthy as ever, throwing the football all around the field?
I think the big part of this game was Denzel Ward being out and a couple other guys in the secondary that are out. If it was just Stefanski that was going to be out, as crazy as it sounds, I think there was a path for the Browns to cover in this game. His replacement worked with him in Minnesota for 8 years. He filled in head coach in a game when Mike Zimmer was out one game, won the game, and Stefanski's involved in the game plan all this week, and it's a familiar opponent. That said, with likely three starting corners out and Roethlisberger rested, Pittsburgh should push the tempo. It's going to be really hard to stop them without Vernon. From a situational standpoint and the intangibles, I did kind of like Cleveland's mentality coming into this, because if there was any opponent for your head coach to be out and for it to not be as big of a glaring weakness, it would be. It's favorable for them to be playing a divisional opponent who they just played last week. With Ward out and the secondary out, it's hard to make a case for the Browns. I'm leaning towards the Steelers. I don't know if I want to play three favorites today, but the Steelers will have their opportunities to get back on track and push the tempo versus the secondary.
James, last one for me, and that is going to be what your favorite play today. Is it the Ravens?
It's on the Ravens, yeah.
And are you going to be playing the under in that game, or are you going to go over?
No, I'm staying away from the total. I would play the under, but I'm not putting any money on it. If I had to make a pick on the total, I'm picking the under. But I'm on the Ravens pretty big, and if you like the Ravens, I would play the Ravens in the first half too. I think there's a big talk about them getting ahead and not having to play from behind against Henry. So I would look for the Ravens to get out to a hot start.
James Alberino, Spread Investor. Hey, James, we'll chat with you next weekend as well, hopefully. And good luck with all your plays today, all right?
I appreciate it. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Give me a good feel out there in Vegas about what he likes. And we're all in on Baltimore. That means load up on Tennessee today, David. Everyone likes Baltimore.
This quarterback hasn't thrown an interception in 350 pass attempts. Next throw, interception.
Right, that's exactly right. Somewhere Bill Boland is all fired up as he's pacing his opponent. Wherever he might be in Staten Island, he's all fired up that where everybody's on the Baltimore Ravens. We'll come back. It's Malusis and Deal with you. A wild card weekend edition of Football Sunday. We'll give you our final thoughts on the triple header you're going to see. We're taking it right till the bottom of the hour. Westwood One's coverage of Sunday wild card weekend gets going then. It's Malusis and Deal, Football Sunday, The Fan in New York.
You're listening to Football Sunday with Mark Malusis and David Deal on The Fan, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.